Hi, this is Babelito.
And this is Fabi Fav, and you're listening to a Mordida Minisode, a small bite in between our full episodes to tide you over until next Thursday.
Take it away, vámonos!
Mordida! 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 Mordida!
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, it's Fabi Fav here, and we are in the studio right now with none other than Pamela Covarrubias, don't get her name wrong, from Café con Pam. What's up?
What up, what up? Thank you for having me. Hello, Latinos Who Lunch listeners.
Yes, I'm so happy to have you here because, you know, we here at Latinos Who Lunch are huge supporters of other Latino, Latino, Latinx podcasts, and you are another big advocate.
Yes.
And I love that about your podcast.
Yeah, I'm always reaching out to new podcasteros, and I want to make sure that people know that we're here.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we all, and you know, my podcast is about sharing stories, mm-hmm. and I feel like everyone has a story to share, and why not by supporting each other?
Yeah, totally. And you know, I've been on other podcasts here and there because I'm an artist, and
right.
I feel like this Latino podcast have such a bond. I know there's a little shade and a little hate thrown here and there because it's fun.
Right.
But I truly am there for everyone.
Right.
And even though I disagree with some podcasts that I listen to, I still support them and I still listen because, you know, we have to stick together because
right.
there's so many podcasts out there.
Agreed. And I think that it's good when I hear podcasts that I don't necessarily agree with. I'm okay with that because I feel like everyone's entitled to their own opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And by having different opinions, then that allows the people who are listening to kind of create their own too.
Yeah. And obviously, like, Latinos are multidimensional people.
Absolutely.
So we're all not going to think the same thing. A lot of the times we do,
yes,
right?
But not always.
But no, of course, not always. So that's always refreshing. But we kind of started talking about it a little bit when we were having coffee because, yes, of course, I had Café con Pam.
Literally.
Shout out to Publicus. We were hanging out at Publicus earlier today. It's one of my favorite coffee shops here in town.
Such a cool space.
Isn't
they were
it
having,
cool?
What was it, poetry night or
poetry,
something?
Yeah, I had to go, but.
I know. Well, you know, we got things to do.
Yeah, but yeah, they were having a poetry night there. It's really cool there. But sometimes we say things on our podcast that, you know, nos pasamos un poquito.
Don't come out so good.
Yeah, that don't come out great. Do you have any experiences like that?
You know, not really.
Okay.
Yet. Yeah.
Yeah.
I had that incident with a friend of mine called me a racist. So I guess that's one.
Yeah.
And it was a white guy who texted me and he was like, "You're racist on your podcast because you're basically outcasting white men."
Mm-hmm. Because they don't have enough support.
Right. I was like, well, reverse racism doesn't work. So let's start there. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I told him, I was like, I don't need you to come and use your privilege against me. Don't do that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Good.
And then he got defensive, of course, and came back with like, you're going to give me a feminist answer. Frustrated feminist answer.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, no. We can't, no, you can't talk to me like that.
Over.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, you're not being receptive and you don't really want to have a conversation. You just want to let me know.
You just want to point fingers.
Yeah.
So, I guess that's one that's happened. I thought I was going to hear when I did an episode that was 80% in Spanish.
Yeah.
The Medellin quotes.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was like, you know, I don't know how my audience is going to, because not everyone that listens to me speaks Spanish.
Yeah.
But actually, I got good comments on it. Somebody, like a friend of mine, he loves speaking Spanish and learning. He actually went to Guatemala for I don't know how long. And he reached out to me. He was like, thank you so much for that episode because I got to really like practice. So that was fun. Other negative things that I've had from things that I have said, other than the reverse racism thing, not yet.
Yeah. I mean, for Latinos Who Lunch, you know, Pablito and I, We say a lot of pendejadas y medias, so like...
But I feel like you guys, because you converse a lot more, it's easier for you to... I do a lot more interviews.
Yeah.
So if anything, you know, true. Like I'm more... It would be for my guests, really.
We had that Salud y un Paño episode where we talk about health, and, you know, we were... It was a kind of a spur-of-the-moment episode, and we just kind of wanted to touch on health so that we could... Maybe other podcast ideas would come from it, which they're going to. So stay tuned. But we've been criticized for not taking like mental health as seriously as we could have. And I know that you always have you have your mental health expert on your show in a few episodes.
Yeah, once a month.
¿Cómo se llama? The humble therapist. The humble therapist. Yes, and we weren't I didn't expect to go so into mental health as we did, and we kind of made fun of it a little bit, you know, and that's not right. And that's just because we're coming from a place of ignorance, and maybe we really haven't suffered from depression like a lot of people, and we're realizing that. So we hear you out there, because there's a lot of you that have said stuff, and, you know, it would actually benefit us to get educated on that. And talk to somebody like the humble therapist, because
I can hook it up. She'll be happy to come talk to you guys about it.
You heard it here first. Perfect.
Yeah.
Awesome. So,
and she's great.
Yes, yes, yes. I've heard an episode with her on it. It's really good.
Yeah,
it's
great. She's a lot of fun. She's a dear, dear friend of mine. And speaking of mental health, one of my good friends, her husband suffers from depression.
Yeah.
And I tend to suffer from depression. I've learned to channel it. Mm-hmm. And one of the conversations that I had with her when we talked about depression was, I wish that I knew how he felt, you know, because she doesn't suffer from depression. So when you guys talked about it on the episode, I was like, oh, really, guys? You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I get it. That just like, I thought about that conversation that I had with her and how she really didn't know, you know, when you don't go through it, you don't know.
It's true.
So,
and I feel like we'll probably get into it with the humble therapist, but I feel like personally for me, like I also get depressed. I have my lows, but I don't, because of the way that I was brought up to believe that, you know, like depression,
get over it.
Yeah. Get over it. Depression is a white people or a rich people thing. Like we don't suffer from depression.
Right.
We're too poor for that.
Right.
that is hilarious, by the way.
Yeah.
But I don't classify it as depression when I'm depressed. You know what I mean?
It took me a long time to realize it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I was the same way. Like, we suck it up.
Right.
You know, and I, on one of my episodes with Priscilla, with the humble therapist, we talk about how I've talked to my aunts and uncles, for example, and they me dicen, you know, like, you go to a therapist cuando estás loco.
Yeah.
You know, like that's for, like, a psychologist is for the crazy people.
Yeah.
And that's just the mentality that a lot of Latino people have, because it's expensive, or it's known to be expensive. I guess we don't know what's out there.
Yeah.
Because Priscilla will tell you there's many, many programs where it's not as expensive as we think.
Right, right. Yeah, and if it's not something that we're used to, and it's, you know, it's not as accessible for us.
And that's it's not your first
mentally,
choice.
Yeah, and it's not your first choice, of course, you know. Yeah, so we got to get into it in the future. And we really want to have you back for a full episode of Latinos Who Lunched, but with Pavelito here.
I'm excited.
I feel like you're so close. You're in Southern California, San Diego, right?
Yes, I'm in San Diego.
That's where you're based out of. Yes. What brings you to Vegas?
Well, I'm here for a friend's birthday, so I came to party.
Damn.
To the good old Vegas, I know.
Clubbing in the clubs.
Came to the clubs, yes. And
I know you texted me at like noon today. You're
just woke up.
I just woke up. I was like, girl, I'm already halfway through my day. Oh my God.
I can't do Vegas like that anymore.
It's hard.
It is
But
hard.
You know, it's... I feel like, I mean, I've only known you for a couple hours, but I feel like you have a lot of different kinds of friends, right?
Yes.
So it's like... You know, we have our bougie friends, we have our party friends, we have our homebody friends, who's like, you go and have coffee with
your
them.
Artist friends.
Your artist, you know, there's different circles.
Yeah.
And I feel like the older I get, the less I hang out with the party animal friends, right?
For sure.
But they don't let it go.
I don't.
Right?
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So we're here. I'm here to party, I guess.
Yeah.
But you know, we've been trying. I feel like we've been trying to schedule something for a while.
No, we, yes.
So
yes.
Finally I was like, Babelito, let's make it happen. Yeah.
Yeah. You met with Babelito via Skype a while ago and, I was so excited to hear that you guys connected and
yeah.
You come to Vegas a lot though, right?
I used to. I used to party. I used to do the party a lot. Damn, you know, being from Southern California, I feel like Vegas is like your back door.
Yeah.
So if you know people, because I have friends elsewhere that are not in California and they're like, dang, you go to Vegas a lot. And I'm like, yeah, but it's a 4-hour drive. It's a $50 flight. You know,
that's so true.
I did come to Vegas a lot for partying. I've come for, there's a lot of conventions that happen also in Vegas.
Yeah.
That I don't know if people really realize that a lot of trade shows and stuff. And I was in an industry where I was working, when I was working for this company that I had to come here.
Yeah.
But not so much anymore. Unless I come work with Latino School Lunch.
Yeah.
Or, you know, do some
now
stuff.
Now you have another reason to come to Vegas. And what's your favorite thing about Vegas other than the clubbing?
The food.
The food, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the food.
But you know,
good here.
Food is expensive.
Well, girl, because you haven't hung out with me and Bubba.
Right.
Lico. Next time you come,
I know.
We're going to take you out off the strip.
Yes.
Because that's where it's expensive.
Right.
And that's the beauty of Las Vegas is like there's so much good food on the strip that actually the local places here have to be competitive.
They have to step it up.
With that fine dining experience that people have. So local restaurants step it up so that people will try, you know, leave the strip.
Well,
so
I'm down.
I'll show you.
If you give me food, I'm happy. Food and coffee, we cool.
Mm-hmm. I showed you a good coffee place today.
Yeah.
So going back to being advocates for other podcasts, let's talk about our favorite podcasts. I think that would be fun.
Okay.
Because we kind of started a little bit at the coffee shop.
We did.
Speaking of Café con Pam, there's also Café con Chisme that's out.
Yes. You know, I almost didn't choose Café con Pam because there was Café con Chisme, but they stopped pushing episodes for a while.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I think they've kind of stopped.
Yeah.
So I can do Café con Pam. And now they're back, which is good.
It's great. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. But I don't want them to think that I took their name.
It's okay.
I just thought they were done.
if somebody comes out with Latinos Who Brunch, like whatever.
Right.
The more podcasts, the merrier, right?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think, and we talked about it at coffee, that it's important to support each other.
Right.
Because I had a statistic that I read that I don't remember the exact numbers, but not so many people used to listen to podcasts, but now more and more they're coming up because people commute, because people travel, because, you know, all these things that you have this kind of like time to listen to content, and music is not always the choice.
Yeah.
And radio is not necessarily what you want to hear. So a lot of people, more and more, they're opting for podcasts.
Totally.
And why not support people that are like you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I started Café con Pam, because I needed someone to kind of relate.
Right. You want to hear your voice. You like, just like you want to see people of color on TV. You want to hear people like you. And it doesn't happen a lot,
right?
You know, for brown people.
Absolutely.
Especially like in the podcast world. Mm-hmm. I mean, the biggest podcasts are white dudes,
basically.
So many white guys, right? That's one of my favorite podcasts. So many white guys. Have you heard that one?
I haven't heard that one.
That's Phoebe Robinson. She has a podcast called So Many White Guys.
Oh.
And her whole season is no white guys until the very end. She interviews one token white dude.
Wow.
Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
What are some of your favorites?
Are we gonna stick to Latino podcasts, brown podcasts?
Whatever you want.
You know, I listen to the Tamarindos. I listen to the Tamarindo podcasts. They're really good. They're funny.
They're great.
And I love that they cover a lot of relevant events.
Yeah.
You know, they were
they're on it.
Yes.
Like with their mini casts and
yeah.
They're super on it. Yeah, I love that.
That's really cool. I listen to Café con Chisme too. I listen to La Verdad. We're talking about La Verdad.
Yes, La Verdad.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And those are the main alt Alt-Latino?
Alt-Latino is really good, yeah.
Latino Rebels.
Yes. Rebels. Shout out to Latino Rebels Radio. They've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah.
They have so many episodes.
Oh my gosh, I know.
They're great.
And it's good. It's also relevant stuff.
Yes.
And what I like is that every time I find new podcast, Latino Brown podcast, mm-hmm. I like that we all kind of have our niche, you know, like all kind of, like, you guys talk about also relevant events, but you have your own point of view and you eat mm-hmm. and like we all have this little like difference.
Yes. Yes.
You know, like I bring coffee and then I interview people and
right.
The Cafe con Chisme, like also you have a lot of dual, like two people mm-hmm. podcast, which is good. So I like that diversity within the community. What are your favorites?
Well, I really enjoy, well, like my gateway Latino podcast was, of course, Latino USA.
That too. That
and
one too.
Radio Ambulante. I mean, those are the heavy hitters,
yes.
right? Of course, Super Mamas. I have to give them a shout out.
Oh, yeah. Claro, también.
When we started, that was the first Latino podcast I heard. But now there's so many awesome ones too. Like, I feel like a lot of them started up last year when, like, we were both like.
We were all thinking the same.
Yeah, it's great. Morado Lens. Have you heard Morado Lens?
I haven't yet.
Give them a listen.
I just found them.
Locatora Radio is really awesome. There's a new podcast that just came out. I want to give them a shout out. It's called Laundry Series. I have a feeling it's going to be great.
Okay.
But they gave me a shout out, so I have to
give that back.
Yes, they're amazing. But the Americanas, they're in Florida or the East Coast.
I subscribe, you know.
Yeah.
I haven't made this really public, but I don't commute anymore.
Yeah.
So that was my podcast time. And now that I'm staying at home and working at home, it's now I struggle. Like I walk my dog and then I listen to podcasts, but that's a 30 minute walk, you know?
Yeah.
So I have them on my list to listen to, but I haven't yet.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. I mean, and that's a great problem to have.
Right.
Like there's
too
so
many
podcasts.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just going to give more shout outs because we're doing it. Unravel podcast is really awesome. It's a fashion podcast. There's some brown
girls
up in
there. Like, we're talking about all these things that, that's great.
There's so many.
I love that.
There's so many, but we try to put them all on our website mm-hmm. at latinoswholunch.com. We have a hashtag support brown podcast section on
and
there.
And I've been using it too.
And you've been using it too. And you actually just started a new thing, right?
Yes. So on Facebook, I started a Support Brown Podcast Facebook group.
Awesome.
So if you just go to your Facebook and search for Support Brown Podcast, it's a Facebook group where it's basically, I want it to become the house of all of our listeners.
Yeah.
And I want to bring out, like, you guys can come in and like do a post or like, I don't know, we're still figuring out the logistics, but that's where people are going to be like, oh, I discovered this one. Or maybe a new podcast, a podcastero can be like, you know, this is my new podcast. Come support me. And that's going to become like a community of Support Brown podcasts.
Awesome. I love it. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to come
here. Thank you for having me. And visiting
hashtag LWL Studios.
Headquarters.
And I'm so excited to have you back with Babelito here. He's going to be so jealous that we met
and
we hung out.
And he didn't answer.
And drink coffee because he's one of those people that, like you, because I know, girl, I know you already, because you were telling me stories about you going to 7-Eleven to drink coffee. I'm like, he can't live without coffee.
Yeah.
Like, so I can't wait to talk about that with him.
I know.
Yeah. All right.
Actually, when I talked about Abuelito the one time, and then we'll close, I know we'll do it. He got coffee just for a conversation.
I know.
But thank you for having me. It was great.
Yay.
Can't wait to come back.
All right. Well, we'll see you next time. Remember to go on iTunes, guys. Subscribe.
Five stars
only.
Yes.
Leave those damn reviews. Bye.
See ya.